I'm Brian McCreath at Symphony Hall with Tony Fogg, the artistic administrator of the Boston Symphony, also the director of Tanglewood. And Tony, thanks for talking with me a little bit about the Gewandhaus Orchestra of Leipzig and the BSO working together, some of the details now fleshed out. And I am curious to know a little bit of the basics of how this arrangement works between the Gewandhaus Orchestra and the BSO.
Well, I guess, Brian, and thank you very much. Great to always to speak with you. The elements are partly programmatic, partly to do with orchestra personnel, partly to do with some of our mutual and joint touring activities. That then translates into a number of very specific activities. We thought that one of the neat things that we could do would be to devote 1 week of BSO programming each year to the repertoire of Leipzig, which is, of course, the music of Bach, of Mendelssohn, of Schumann, the great sort of German tradition, the canon that is central to all of our musical lives, and try and explore that in ways which I think might tell us more about the musical culture of Leipzig, the social and political context in which these composers flourished, and by contrast, to do some comparisons with what was happening in Boston in the same time. So it will open a little window of understanding both about matters historical and cultural in a musical context. So that was the essential idea. Our first Leipzig week will be in the week of the 5th of February in 2018. We will be doing music by Bach, Schumann, Mendelssohn, and a new commissioned work, a joint commissioned work. But each of those composers has a particular reason, and each piece has a particular reason for being chosen. The Bach that we will be performing is the Concerto for Three Keyboards, and this is harkening back to a famous performance which took place, I think, in 1840, in which the soloists in the Bach triple were Mendelssohn, Liszt, and Ferdinand Hiller, who was one of the great virtuoso pianists of the time. And so we're trying to somehow make a 21st century parallel to that, and we have our artistic partner, Tom Addis, as one of the pianists, and two great virtuosi, Kirill Gerstein and Jean-Yves Thibaudet. So it'll be a very, very enlivening and lively performance with three grand pianos on Symphony Hall stage. We haven't had that for a while. And then a pair of lesser known but very beautiful choral works by Robert Schumann, pieces not often played, the Abendlied and the Neujahrslied, works really at the heart of Mendelssohn's work and language, beautiful pieces, but very rarely played. Then, as I mentioned, a new work, and it's by Sean Shepard, a very talented young American composer, Brooklyn-based in his 30s. He was a Tanglewood Fellow, so we feel a special connection. And then finally, Mendelssohn's Scottish Symphony, which is a little bit more familiar fare. But I think the four works together are really an intriguing combination. And surrounding those in the course of the week, we will have panel discussions, exhibits, some chamber music, and so on. So we hope that it'll be a week in which, for that period, and then we hope following on, people will be thinking about this great repertoire and thinking about the parallels between our own creative history and that of the great city of Leipzig.
And then the next Leipzig week in Boston, I'm excited about because it's the Christmas Oratorio by Bach, and so is that one that Andrus will be conducting?
Yes, Andrus will be conducting, and we're still weighing up whether we do the complete piece, all the cantatas. But my vote is for yes, but we'll have to see. But Andrus, having just done his first major Bach piece with us, the B minor Mass, is very keen to continue the tradition, and so in the final subscription week before the holiday period in 2018, we'll be doing the Christmas Oratorio.
And that points to the fact that Andrus is central to this whole arrangement, because he will, by that time, be music director of both the Gewandhaus Orchestra and the Boston Symphony. But there's also another figure who is central to both cities, and has been actually for a long time, even before this arrangement was struck, and that's Christoph Wolff. Tell me about his role in the project, what role he plays in the decision-making and the ideas that come forth.
Well, you know, it was a funny thing, Brian, when the notion of this alliance between the two orchestras came up. We started just to brainstorm a little bit about the common elements. And there's, of course, the fact that Higginson traveled around Europe when he was thinking about forming the BSO and was really taken by the musical culture of Leipzig. In fact, about 30 players from the first BSO were trained in the Leipzig Conservatory. Of course, Symphony Hall is modeled on the second Gewandhaus. Munch was the concertmaster, so on. So we kept on going through all of these incredible coincidences. Nikisch was our conductor, as he was. Georg Henschel. So incredible parallels. And then we started to think about what else. And we realized that we had here in our community someone who was a tangible and direct link between Boston and Leipzig. And that's Christoph Wolff. A very, very distinguished scholar, but was director of the Bach Academy in Leipzig for a number of years. So we asked Christoph whether he could help us as a guide, an advisor, a consultant about many aspects of an alliance, just helping us fill in the elements of our knowledge about the musical life of Leipzig that perhaps wouldn't be familiar. Talking in a very specific way about the parallels between the two cities, both economic and musical. And then some real nuts and bolts about areas of discussion, of discourse, for exploration through exhibits that could be of interest to the Boston community that he knows so well. And likewise, when it's come to the Boston Weeks in Leipzig, he's given some very, very interesting advice about what subjects about Boston Symphony and Boston's musical life and culture may be of interest to the good folk of Leipzig. So he's been a really fantastic link, and a man of such distinguished pedigree and thought that it's been a great honor to get to know him and work with him more closely.
Well, and anyone who meets him knows what a warm person he is, and how great he is just to work with in general. Part of the arrangement with the Gewandhaus Orchestra includes some musician exchanges, which is a really fascinating concept. I want to ask you, I don't know if the specifics of that are really worked out too much. I know that the first Gewandhaus week, or the first Leipzig week in Boston, I should say, includes some of the Gewandhaus players doing the Mendelssohn Octet with players from the BSO. Is there more about musician exchanges that has been worked out so far?
We're working on the detail of this pretty intensively at the moment. You mentioned the visit by the Gewandhaus Quartet, and that's, a fairly straightforward arrangement where they'll come and join with members of the Boston Symphony Chamber Players to perform a chamber music concert, and reciprocally the chamber players will be traveling to Leipzig in late June of 2018 for a Boston Week in Leipzig. But the notion of an exchange is not an entirely new one. Back in the late 70s, early 80s, we had an exchange with musicians of the New Japan Philharmonic Orchestra. So there is some precedent for this. We're looking at how this might be structured in the future, whether it's 3 months or 6 months exchange. Thinking about practical matters like which instruments would be suitable to be transposed from one orchestra to another. Once you get into certain wind instruments, clarinets and oboes and so on, there's a matter of the type of instruments that are played, the pitch in which they play. So there are some purely practical considerations to sort through. Then we look at how we can welcome a musician into our musical family, provide the housing, all of those sorts of things. So, but it's very much an idea that has great enthusiasm on the part of both our players and those of the Gewandhaus Orchestra.
Well, it brings to mind what the personality of the Gewandhaus Orchestra is. And I don't know if there's a way that you can you know, concisely wrap this up, but what is the, how would you compare the Gewandhaus Orchestra and the BSO, both two of the world's great orchestras, but they're not the same kind of orchestra? What do you hear from the Gewandhaus Orchestra in comparison to the BSO?
In particular, I mentioned oboes and clarinets earlier. There's something about the style of wind playing of the Gewandhaus Orchestra, which is very, very distinctive. Perhaps a little, how do I say, there's more chiff in the sound. There's more slight edge to the woodwind sound compared to, say, the BSO, which is incredibly polished and velvety. I think the approach to string playing is also slightly different. If you look at the way the bass section plays, they hold the bows in a different way, which of course influences the color of the tone that they produce. So there are sort of a lot of technical things about them which lead to this different character. When the Gewandhaus was here a couple of years ago and they did a Mendelssohn program with Riccardo Chailly, fantastic concert with the original version of the Reformation Symphony and a couple of other works. It was just the sheer authority in that style that you sort of were struck by. And it's a bit hard to put in words what exactly that means, but there was something you knew that you were going back to the sources. Just as when you hear the BSO several generations later playing, for instance, the Bartok Concerto for Orchestra or the Symphony of Psalms, or many French works of which we were sort of the immediate inheritors, you can hear there's just something so absolutely right about the way they play that repertoire. So it's one of those magical and slightly indefinable things about music and orchestral playing.
And we'll have a chance to hear the Gewandhaus Orchestra here in Boston at some point during this alliance as well, I would imagine, during their touring.
Yeah, we're hoping to host them for a residency in which they'll perform on their own and combine with the BSO. And we're thinking very hard about what colossal piece might call for two orchestras. And certainly there are some works from the 19th and 20th century for very large orchestra. But there was also, during the early 19th century, there was a tradition of playing classical works with a huge orchestra. So it might be fun to turn back the clock historically and try and recreate one of those types of concerts, or at least a half of a program, and give everyone the chance to experience what it must have been like to attend a concert and a performance in Leipzig in the early part of the 19th century.
You might need to use Christian Science Plaza or something to do it.
I can see those jumbotrons being plugged in already.
Tony Fogg, thanks for your time.
My pleasure, Brian.